Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 248. Here come the robots. A chicken in every pot quickly morphed to a TV in every living room, then a computer in every home, a cell phone in every pocket, and soon come a robot in every household. There is a not quite ancient but old and still valid saying that what is hard for humans is easy for machines, and what is easy for humans is hard for machines. This is known as Moravec's paradox, first articulated in the 1980s by Hans Moravec, a premier roboticist at Carnegie Mellon. Hold an object still for hours, manage thousands of computations in a minute, discover patterns in reams of data, no problem for a machine. Try tying a shoelace or catching a ball or having a spontaneous mind walk in real time. Virtually impossible for a robot, until recently. Robots have traditionally been limited by a number of factors, including the lack of precise coordination, limited sensory abilities because of dependence on cameras and sensors, and the lack of an innate internal sense of the common laws of physics. Basic factory robots, home robot vacuums, or even slightly more advanced Amazon warehouse machines have overcome these challenges, but in very limited ways. The breakthrough that is now about to explode is that roboticists have started using deep learning and neural networks to create software for mobile machines that enable them to learn from their environs as they navigate and adjust their behaviors on the fly. This marriage between AI principles and advances in lightweight and cheaper robotic components means that we are entering a new robotic age. Giving up precision planning and training through specific terrain mapping, experimental robots are now being set loose in the real world at Carnegie Mellon's University School of Computer Science, where they are demonstrating parkour stunts, leaping gaps twice its length, jumping over obstacles twice its height, scrambling up steps, and running across tilted surfaces, all thanks to a single neural network. We don't tend to look at our feet when walking, but rather glance ahead to where we are going. So they train the robo-dogs to take a similar approach. No expensive natural dog treats required. They use reinforcement learning, an AI technique that allows systems to improve through trial and error, and the critters are able, without specific programming, to engage in new skills. Once a baby masters the art of walking, they can then adapt to different circumstances, such as hills or snow, and robots are learning to do the same. There is also a concept called diffusion policy, which is a new way of generating robot behavior by representing a robot's visual motor template as a conditional denoising diffusion process. A lot of words to say, basically a form of programming that enables robots to learn to see better the core elements of a specific learning task. They get their data via humans who manually control the robot to demonstrate picking up plates or pouring things. Roboticists are now working towards teaching robots 1,000 skills, everything fine motor, from peeling vegetables to whisking eggs. Maybe some time before they can play guitar or dance tango, but in the scheme of techno innovation, not that far away. Behavior cloning is a form of imitation learning, used, for example, by Alvin, a vehicle with sensors that learn to map sensor inputs into steering angles and thus be able, through supervised learning, to drive autonomously. The Toyota Research Institute is dedicated to, quote, developing human amplification robotic capabilities and tools to address the socioeconomic challenges of aging society, labor shortage, and sustainable production, close quote. Its robotic research arm focuses on enabling robots to touch and sense throughout their body and learn by physically interacting with their environments, and then to generalize and share task knowledge that has been taught to them by people, while continuing to learn, improve, and share skills from experience in the real world. The Institute has developed a robot internet by collecting data from research labs around the world. This provides a treasure trove of diverse and larger data sets of text and images to help develop and improve visual common sense or baseline understanding of the physical world. This, in turn, leads to quicker learning and thus smarter robots. Last year in Alaska, there were 92 episodes of animal strikes on airport runways. A four-legged robotic guard animal disguised as a fox or coyote is now being tested in Fairbanks. Aurora roams the runways, navigating ice and snow to deter other animals, not only birds, but hopefully moose and bears from crossing or loitering, while being controlled via an indoor console. On another front, Sortie, using AI-powered claws, pulls out contaminants or sorts various plastics into bins with 99% accuracy, with the mechanical speed of tons per minute. This enables recycling plants to produce the sorted waste streams needed to provide companies with high-quality raw materials for reuse. Meanwhile, new farming robots inspect 50-acre produce plots for pests, weeds, and disease, and monitor the plant's growth. Unlike drones, they can see the underside of a plant, and they move via spokes to avoid damaging them, saving hours of human labor and reducing the amounts of pesticides needed. It's clear to me that within the next decade, many so-called wage slaves will need to reinvent themselves to have a job, since various human low-level positions will continue to be eliminated from factory to farm and beyond. And the goal of an AI intelligent robot helper in every home is not that far off, bringing yet another science fiction chapter into reality. With the benefits of online chatbots leaping and bounding into our lives, astute and, dare I say, thinking robots that speak robotese are not far behind. From elderly helpers to children's education to sex bots, the next decades will bring unprecedented changes to our individual lives as well as our social fabric. Thanks as always for listening.